Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into one of the trickiest clubs in the bag for a lot of people, the fairway wood. But we're not just giving out general advice. We're going to focus specifically on South African golf courses.
Right. And our whole mission here is to figure out how location, you know, the actual course you're on changes the whole game. We pulled all our insights for this from articles on the Golf Day Buddy app.
And we're going to keep it simple, like really simple.
Right.
If we get technical, we'll break it down so it's easy to get. So, okay, let's start with the big one. How the terrain just changes everything.
Well, that's the thing about South Africa. It's not one single type of course. You have the sandy, windy courses in the Western Cape.
Right.
And then you have these lush, green, really hilly courses up in KwaZulu-Natal. You just can't play them the same way.
Okay, so that brings up a huge point. The wind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're playing somewhere coastal, like the links at Fancourt, you know that wind is just relentless. So what do?
You need a club with a lower center of gravity. And all that means, really, is that the weight in the club head is super low to the ground.
And that helps you keep the ball flight down.
Exactly. It helps you hit down on the ball so it flies lower and straighter. You're basically cutting through the wind instead of letting the wind just, toss it around.
Okay, but what if we move away from the coast? Let's say we're inland, somewhere like the Cape Winelands, with all those rolling hills.
Then you need the opposite. You want more loft.
Loft being just the angle on the club face.
Yep. More angle helps pop the ball up high, fast, gets it over those hills.
Yeah.
But then, if you're in a tight spot, maybe around Johannesburg's East Rand, it's not about height. It's about control.
So a shorter club?
A shorter club.
Mm.
The experts on the Golf Day Buddy app say it gives you way more control when you just can't afford to be wild.
So the environment dictates the club. But what about the player? Matching the club to the person swinging it?
I mean, that's the biggest takeaway of all. Custom fitting.
Right.
Getting your clubs fitted to your body, your height, to your arm length. It's like getting a suit tailor-made. Everything just works better. You get more control, more ball speed, and honestly, a ton more confidence.
Okay, so let's hit some quick pro tips we pulled from the experts on the app.
Let's do it.
For power, they say use your whole body, not just your arms. Keep your posture steady. And this is a big one for consistency. Always picture the shot before you swing.
And practice on turf that actually looks like the course. You know, not just a flat driving range mat.
Ah, that's a good one. Because the ground conditions here can be tricky.
Very tricky. Like on those firm fairways you get in the Western Cape, you have to hit the ball first. You need clean contact. Otherwise, you'll just thin it.
Okay, hitting the ball first on firm ground makes sense. But what about when you're on a slope? That always feels so awkward.
It does.
Ah.
But the key is to adjust your body. You have to lean to the hill.
So your shoulders match the angle of the slope.
Exactly. If you don't, your balance is gone the second you start your swing.
Mm.
And you'll probably top the ball or miss it completely. That simple adjustment keeps you stable.
So when you put this all together, what are we really saying?
The key takeaway is that golf is not a one-size-fits-all game, especially not in a country as diverse as South Africa. Using that local knowledge, the kind you get from a source like the Golf Day Buddy app, it just gives you a massive advantage.
Right. So we've learned how critical it is to match your club and your stance to the region. But that gets me thinking, if the physical landscape matters that much, what about the local culture? Like, are there unwritten rules or specific etiquette on certain South African courses that you really ought to know before you even step up to the tee? Something to think about until our next deep dive.